You argue that the Trump administration is using the pretext of Jewish safety to justify crackdowns on dissent and critical scholarship. And you actually have said that you think this actually reinforces anti-Semitic tropes. So can you say more about that?
This is reinforcing anti-Semitic tropes all across the political spectrum. What are the most toxic anti-Semitic tropes? Well, Jews control the institutions. This is absolutely reinforcing this. Any young American is going to think, remember what happened when they took down the world's greatest university system on behalf of Jewish safety? This will go down in history books. The history of this era will say that Jewish people were the sledgehammer for fascism. So if we don't speak out, if we American Jews do not speak out against this, this will be a grim chapter in our history as Americans. It's the first time in my life as an American that I have been fearful of our status as equal Americans, not because of the protests on campus, which, as I said, had a lot of Jewish students in them, but because we are suddenly at the center of politics, of U.S. politics. It's never good to be in the crosshairs for us.